Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our episode of It's Me, Not You. Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
Hello, Jake.
Howdy, partner.
So happy that Jake is not from the South. So on today's episode, we want to talk about...
That was very real and authentic. I will stop you right there in your tracks.
Wow.
I'm personally victimized and offended that you would even make fun of my authentic Southern, deep Southern, mind you, accent.
Say that to the actual person who was born in the South, but that's okay.
Actually, Rachel, I know of somebody that's from the South.
And her name is Rachel.
I've heard about them.
Guys, originally born Atlanta, Georgia, Miss Rachel Garrett. Thank you very much.
Prove it. Prove it. She's lying.
Well, I looked my birth certificate. I am going to... Today's topic, we're going to be talking about the soul of the house. We thought it was a really important, I don't even know what to talk about because Jake has me all flustered out because I'm like questioning my Georgia-hood and I'm like, am I from Georgia? Maybe not.
Get it together, fake Southern person. We're talking about the spirits of houses.
So Jake, tell us about the spirit of the house and what is the spirit of the house? Big so, Southern person. Wow.
Let the real Southern person take over. Okay, so hi everybody. So the spirits of houses, you can kind of approach it two different ways, but in general, whenever you occupy a space anywhere that you could call a home, that residence of so to speak does have a spirit to it. It becomes quite sentient in a way. And you'll find that it has certain personalities that's quite charming. Sometimes you'll go over to your grandparents' house. And it's a similar reason why maybe after they pass, that house still keeps that charm that's very homey, family oriented, very inviting and comforting. And vice versa, you know, if somebody's a little bit more like edgy, a little bit more of a wild card, you know, that energy in that house might be a little bit more untamed. You might have a little bit of like this like high energy feeling to it. It's really all about like the energy and the company that you keep, right? So I always like to work with the spirits of houses because they really do take care of you if you take care of them. You know, if you think about, you know, houses that we let kind of deteriorate, you know, they become clustered and all the green starts to grow over it outside. You can tell that the house looks lonely. You know, it looks lonely. It looks like she needs to be zhushed up. But when a house is thriving and being taken care of, you can really kind of feel the difference. It's an aura about it. And it's definitely my belief that everything has a spirit. So when we have offerings, you know, you can always put some fresh flowers and offer that to your house, or you can put out some honey, do that for the house too. Same thing if, you know, anybody honors their ancestors. I'm a big believer in honoring, you know, the space that you occupy as well. So lots of different directions.
Well, so what about for you when you kind of think about the soul of your home, what comes to mind for you?
So mine was interesting because this was a painful house before I moved in. And one of the things that was sort of shocking, so I did all the floors, took off the floorboards. They would not let me put, the house would not let me do new trim until I had to sage everything and wait a few days. And then it kind of gave me its pain. It's almost like I opened up the wound and let it heal. And then I found sippy cups just in my front yard. I have no kids. There are no kids. And then my neighbor was telling me the story of the house and there had been a divorce here and there were kids involved. Aww. So it went through this major transformation, you know, healing along the way. And I got to hear the stories of the people who had come before. Mm-hmm. So for me, the soul of the house, it's part me. It's part the energy of the place. It's part of the people who have come before. Even before there was a house, the land spirits are all combined kind of to make one synergistic energy of, you know, what do you want to put forward? I think the house protects me. I protect it. We look after each other. You can tell what my mood is by how the house looks.
That's a good point, actually. Very good point. And,
you know, if I'm unorganized, I feel chaotic inside. And even for a while, the house was kind of crying in its own way. So mine needed a lot of love and a lot of work.
I think it's interesting about the soul of the house. Like, I've probably lived, this is probably the longest I've ever lived in a house. I moved around a lot when I was a child, and we had a lot of upheaval, and the energies felt very chaotic and very crazy. And when I was younger, I didn't really understand what that was. I do now. And I wish when I was younger, I understood it, because I think I could have managed it better, but it always felt like we were in turmoil. And now with this house, and what we've been able to do is really kind of like set, you know, respect the home, respect the people that were in this home prior to, and like also bringing in like the ancestors and giving homage to, you know, my grandmas, or, you know, my brother, or, you know, Bob's dad that's passed. And, you know, and I love the energy of the house. Like, I love when I come in here, I feel welcomed. And, you know, when I get scared, I'm like, please protect it. You know, it's just a very interesting, it's a very interesting feeling to kind of tap into that energy of the home. And I think we forget that.
You know, even when people are,
sorry, Melissa, I'm going to cut you off real quick, and I'm going to show this to Mr. Jake. You see, this is my birth, my passport, and it says I was born in Georgia. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, you didn't invent forging documents, Rachel. Sounds like something a fake Southern person would do.
Wow. So after this episode, I'm going to drive to wherever Jake is, and I might punch him in his face, but that's okay. Go ahead, Melissa.
Well, just thinking, you know, too, of people that I've helped with selling, you know, their house. They've had their house on the market. It wasn't selling. Sometimes it's as simple as telling your house what's happening, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
Be reactive to change, to not knowing what's going on. I always say goodbye to my house when I leave, or like hi when I come in. And, you know, I'm obsessed with Bridget, so I have her everywhere in my house.
What about for you, Jake? What kind of things have you set up in your home to honor the soul of your house?
Oh, yeah. So I'll always have like a little portion on my altar that would go for the actual space of the house. I'm also a big believer in kind of just like spreading out crystals, like kind of not necessarily gridding the place, but kind of going with the flow of the house. You know, how certain rooms have different personalities and they feel like they need certain things. Like, for example, I've got a bunch of citrine in the living room. You know, citrine always is equated with bringing social interaction, bringing company and groups together. So I focus that in the place that people gather. And then, of course, you know, through the doors as well, I have green aventurine, a couple other abundance stones, financial abundance stones, wealth stones, really to kind of bring that notion of when you come in the door, you're bringing abundance into the house. And when you leave, you're leaving with that same abundance. So you really can kind of direct the flow of the energy of both your day and also, you know, the flow of the rest of the house and what it culminates. It's definitely kind of different tiers in the house. You know, when you go through anybody's house, it feels like there's a different personality that's popping out in this wing of the house, or this floor has a certain energy to it. It's the same thing like if you like move into a house for the first time and you go around the rooms and you're like, oh, this one's mine, because you found that part that really kind of vibrates with you, matches with you.
That's,
you know,
true.
And then even if you think a bit of like feng shui, if, for example, about the direction and movement of energy, it's an understanding that the foundation, the architecture of the space that you're in does directly impact flow, does directly impact how energy is exchanged. So I think that just kind of reinforces the idea of the way that you set up things, the way that you put meaning into the furniture or decor in the house too, really make a big difference. You know, I know that lots of people love to have, you know, maybe angels hanging on the wall, or some people might have religious idols or icons on shelves, things like that. For me, I just kind of put out things that I think are matching to the energy that I want in the place. So citrines, crystals, or dried herbs that I'll put in their honor. I have a little offering bowl that's specifically just as an offering, so you don't take anything from it. So it's incense, tobacco, cornmeal. And cornmeal, for those who aren't familiar, is used to feed the spirits. So if you are maybe out in the wild, or maybe you find a rock out in nature that you really want to take home that you feel resonating with, you can leave some cornmeal there, or you can leave some tobacco there to pay respect to the space.
Do you know Hopi tradition too with cornmeal?
Say that one more time.
Do you know the Hopi tradition with cornmeal?
Not there specifically.
Like that was the line. And if you told somebody not to cross the line and they did anyway, then you knew, hey, this isn't a good person. It was take two steps back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where that came in with like protection and the home.
Well, and you know what? And that actually is a good kind of segue too, of things that you can do to protect the spirit of your home, protect the energy that's in there. Putting salt in the doorways. I personally love black salt. So ash from incense, sage, cedar, whatever you burn, your fireplace even. Oh my God, the power of a fireplace in a home. Everybody, start burning herbs in your fireplace. If it's really? A wooden fireplace, yes, yes.
Oh my God. Yelling at me, oh my Jay. God.
Put a stick of cinnamon in there. Bring abundance in there. Are you kidding? You can.
It doesn't matter what kind of fireplace it is. Like I have a wood stove.
Girl, I don't know what kind of pizza you cook in your wood stove.
It's downstairs and it's in the room.
Is it like a cast iron one? I don't know.
Yes, it's cast iron.
Listen, if it's one of those fancy electric ones where you've got the glass.
No, it's not an electric.
I don't think anybody's going to be really appreciative.
Excuse me, I have an electric one, and then that we have. I'm rolling my eyes at you. And I have one downstairs, a cast iron one that I don't like. It bothers my senses to have like wood burning and that smell coming in the house. I know I'm ridiculous. So I'm going to throw some cinnamon in it now and some herbs. I guess I never thought of that.
Even like a chunk of like Palo Santo you can do.
Yeah, I'm going to get a chunk and I'm going to direct cedar. It towards you and you be nicer to me.
Yeah, Rachel, I love you. I do believe that you're a real Southerner.
I don't think you.
Well, you haven't told him bless his heart yet, so, you know.
Need to get anyway.
Yeah, where's the bless your heart?
Bless your heart. Listen, when I start getting, like, really mad in about 2 minutes, the Southern accent's going to really kick in. So,
sweet, let's go.
You guys know when Rachel starts to get angry, like, the Southern lady comes out, and then it's
I
like,
love that so much.
But no, like really, I think that's a great idea to burn. I've never honestly thought of that. I think that's a great idea. Like just to like Palo Santo, what other things would you recommend putting in there?
Oh, lavender. Even just like as kind of, even if you're not necessarily cleansing your house, but you more or less just kind of want to add a layer of an energy.
Yeah.
Lavender, the smell of burnt lavender alone is to die for. But the energy that it exudes is very relaxing, calming. It kind of brings everything down a notch. You know, kind of helps you step back from the day and become a little bit more present. You know, it helps to kind of just find some grounding. So for me personally, I'll always do lavender. It's my favorite, but I also really love sweetgrass as well. Sweetgrass and lavender are probably definitely my favorites.
I know.
And you know what? Rosemary and cedar are good too.
Yes. And Rachel, what you were saying about, I know that you don't love the smell of smoke kind of burning in the house. You can always do, you know, a herbal boil on the stove. You know, you get water and you could put slices of orange. You could put some cinnamon, anise.
Simmer pot.
Or a simmer pot.
Okay.
And so the aromatics will aerate through the house and so will the energy too. That's actually a really popular thing that people like to do for their houses, even as just a new age kind of alternative to incense. But also a beautiful way to bless the house and spread whatever intention you're trying to do.
Now I have my house. So the ways that I've kind of gridded it, I have copper rods on my four corners. Mm-hmm. I have crystals. I have a lot of stuff and it's as I've, you know, like I said, I've lived here a long time and we definitely had to clear out the energy of what it was before to what it is now. And do you guys ever like, I don't know how long you've lived in your homes. Like Melissa, how long you've lived in your house?
3, going on 4 years.
Is it, do you like, and probably Jake, how long have you lived in your house?
4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Do you guys like kind of take do you look back and be like, wow, like there's been a lot of changes in this house?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. The whole top floor of my house didn't exist. There were a lot more spirits in the first place when I got here. And it just didn't even have like a very homely energy to it. It felt like a house that was very distressed and kind of left to the side. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mine felt like a lot of, I'll say even like when we first moved in, it was very chaotic. Like it was a very like almost toxic energy that was in the house that we,
was your house vacant before you moved in?
It was not.
Okay.
But there was, my partner got a divorce and, you know, with that, and then people move it, you know what I mean? So it was like, yeah. It's different. And everything's changed. Every single room does not look like what it did before.
It really makes a very like big difference. I mean, just like a fun little like tidbit for kind of some of the work that I do, like when I do investigations for houses or places for people, for me, I kind of tap into the house, and it's almost like you're pressing an intercom button to everything that's on the land, everything that's made up of the place. And you get to kind of do a little Q&A or just kind of dip your finger in and get a sense of an understanding of what's happening here. What's the history been like? What does this place need? Yeah. You know, what spirits are here that don't necessarily belong? Yeah. So that's just why I have such kind of a reverence for paying attention to the home or paying attention to the space you occupy. And you know what, honestly, that even works for your place of work, you know, the place of work that you have, putting energies around in your space, or maybe just doing things to kind of honor the building that you work at. It might not necessarily change everything for the other people around you, but the spirit of the building does pay attention to those things, you know, so you might find that, you know, maybe more favorable circumstances, or you have better days when you do things like that.
You're right, because I remember I was going through a really tough time at work, and Melissa helped me to kind of shift the energy.
I remember that.
And yeah, we did the uncrossing oil. People came in and they're like, oh, the smell is very strong. I'm like, demon be gone.
When I was building the top of this space in the floorboards, I actually bought a bunch of selenite and spread it in the floorboards. So a lot of people
have got crystals in her stuff too.
I do, in the thresholds, depending on what room you're going in, different ones. Yeah. And then I put it right, because I didn't have time to like keep salting, and I can get a little OCD. Mm-hmm. So I just put it right in the frame of the door before I put the new molding over, all the sage, the salt, the crystals. So that way I picture whoever's coming over for a session, you know, it's like that X-ray clearing machine. Like, you can be cleared, keep your stuff outside. You can take it with you when you leave, and so cool. Not in my house.
I like the idea of putting selenite in the floorboards. That's interesting. How do people like feel when they're walking through that?
Selenite, black tourmaline, I always get compliments whenever I have people over to my home, like for personal readings. I always get a compliment about like the energy difference, especially for the house versus all the other houses on my block specifically. There's definitely there's a drop off, you know, the energy of this house and then all the other ones. It feels quite not bleak, but just, you know, a little blah, frankly. And a lot of people that I know have put essential oils in the paint for their house, you know, so you can find ones that you maybe are finding sacred meaning in, maybe in the bedroom.
Abundance in mine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great idea.
The only reason why I signed up with Young Living Oils was because that's what they talk about, was that they put abundance when they put up the Young Living building.
Yeah.
And I was like, sold.
It's a great idea. And then also to even mention, you know, the use of putting herbs in your floor wash for your house. So, you know, after you've cleaned the floors with regular cleaner, of course, you can do a boil of any herbal mix. I love to personally do maybe some lemongrass, some orange. I'll definitely do sweetgrass. Kind of your own pick. You can do some rosemary as well. Mm-hmm. And you kind of just go around the house. You can scrub your floors with it. You can do the walls if you would like as well. You can even make it into a room spray if you wanted to. It would stay good for about 4 or 5 days in the fridge, but then toss it, just make a new one. But a room spray as well, you can make with it just to kind of keep the energy different. Mm-hmm. You know, again, what you put into the space really does come back to you. The house recognizes it.
And even just the intention of the cleaner you're using. Like, I have almond oil that's in my like dusting spray. So almond is for purity. So I just think, hey, I'm purifying the space as I'm dusting it.
I love that. Anything else you guys want to add about the soul of a home, or how to maybe honor the soul of the home or the spirit of the home?
I mean, it depends. You know, if you're really looking to lean into it, you're somebody that maybe works with spirits in your practice, you can always leave out an offering dish. You know, if you want to put a little dessert or a little just store-bought cookie on a plate, you know, summer special. If you want to just do something little, maybe you'll light some lavender, or maybe you'll just take a white candle or a jar candle even, you know. Mm-hmm. You can get a vanilla one because it's white or off-white colored, and you can have that as protection or purity, whatever that might be. And you can put it in the center of the house. You know, anything that you find symbolism in and find meaning in, placing in the house, putting around the house, giving to the house, you know, it doesn't matter. Even the plants that you decide to plant on the property, have meaning and purpose too. So that could definitely be a way.
How about for you, Melissa?
So I would say look at where you're struggling in your life right now. Mm-hmm. Find that space in your house, like, you know, the feng shui part of it. Maybe you're struggling with family. Okay. Adding some color, doing a little bit in that family area. It doesn't have to be a lot because it can be really overwhelming to do all of it. Mm-hmm. Like New Year, me getting ready for New Year's is like a day and a half of planning to make sure I have all my coins and things for windowsills and groceries and all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't have to be complicated, and it shouldn't be overwhelming. Yeah. So make it simple for yourself to start and then just grow with it. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I don't have time for that. To take your spray that you're already using. Okay. Looking up what is the symbolism of it. Mm-hmm. It's not taking any extra time other than understanding.
Mm-hmm. And also like your home should be your most sacred place.
Absolutely.
You know, it's home is where the heart is, and it's where all a lot of beautiful memories are, and maybe some not so beautiful memories are. And then maybe that's some energy that you need to clear. And I like what Jake said earlier, there are certain pockets of the house that you may be drawn to. It's like, oh, this is my, like, there's one space in my room. I'm like, I love the space. I don't know what it is, but I love it. And it's where I am probably 50% of my time. So, mm-hmm. and I love it and I honor it. And I'm always like crystals and whatnot. So, alrighty. Well, thank you guys so much for another wonderful episode. I'm going to go pull out my Southern roots, and everyone have a great day. Bye, Melissa.
Bye.
Bye, Jake.
Yeehaw.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.